Lisa Lanier is our official attorney of this program. She joins us every week at this time. Segment is called Lawyer Up, inside several legal cases. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Doing very well. Thank you. Two women have been sentenced. They're from England, and they went to the Greek ruins and pole danced at the old palace of St. Michael and St. George, and were caught doing this. Apparently, they pole dance along those large columns, you know. And this is what they were doing, like, all over Europe because they were trying to put it up on their social media. 6 month suspended sentence after the video of these scantily clad women went up on their social media. Lisa, does this surprise you at all? Should they really throw the book at these ladies? They were crying like you wouldn't, a teary-eyed confession. Yes, we did pole dance at the Greek ruins. Yes.
I have to tell you, I went down such a rabbit hole with this story. I have seen so many videos of them now, and I put them on my social media, and I'm thinking, you know, somebody who doesn't know that I talk to you guys every week is going to be looking for a lawyer, and they're going to look at my social media, and they're going to go, why does she have these pole dancers on there?
You know? That's right. That's right. Oops. At the Greek ruins.
Sorry.
Over in Corfu.
You know, I'm going in a few weeks to Greece on vacation. So well. I don't know if I'm gonna visit Corfu where this happened, but in Greece they take their archaeological ruins very seriously. It's kind of what they're all about, you know? And so they have laws about desecrating. And these ladies didn't just like pole dance in front of the ruins. They actually brought a metal pole that they somehow affixed to the ruins. It's big. It's kind of, yeah, it's very, it seems to me like it's a no-brainer that this would have gotten you in trouble. And so they were accused not just of disrespecting the ruins, but of actually disturbing the archaeological site.
Oh, well. That's worse.
You can't do that.
That's way worse.
No. They're right up amid the columns, and they're doing their pole dance thing, and they're making money off this. They're doing this tour, like you said, all over Europe, and so they're doing it for commercial gain, which I think the Greek court looked especially, you know, down upon. So yeah, these ladies were just, this was just dumb.
Yeah.
You know, nobody said it was going to be easy. Being a content creator.
That's right. They're content creators. What are they supposed to do? You know, they make it.
You know, sometimes you break an egg. You damage a column.
Make an obligation to break an egg.
10,000 years old.
That's right.
You know, and I'm no pole dancing expert, but I didn't think it looked particularly talented either. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like,
well, hang on. We have B.B. Shea in here.
Yeah.
He is a pole dancing expert.
I've seen a few dances. Yeah.
Take some lessons, sweetie.
You'll have to tell us, B.B.
All right. I'll check out the video.
Let's get your discerning eye in on this. How about, I feel bad for this guy. He's 36 years old, Darren Dykes. He was on parole in late March from prison. And one of the things he could not do while on parole was drink. But apparently he took the one chip challenge. When you try to eat the Carolina Reaper dusted chip, the one chip challenge. And when he did it, he immediately became tongue-tied. And somebody said, drink this fast, and handed him a beer. So he chugged it. Well, now he's back in jail.
And it was all on video.
I'm sorry. I feel for this man.
I mean,
they handed him a beer. What is he supposed to do? He's just had a Carolina Reaper in his mouth. They're like, oh, my God, here, drink it. Instead of milk or water, they handed him a beer. Is there any way to wriggle out of this, Lisa? Because his parole officer saw it.
No, poor guy. And, you know, and this is the weird thing. So I actually did the one chip challenge years ago. I thought they recalled all of these things because people were getting hurt.
Yeah.
I thought they pulled them because they really are. I mean, it's literally the package is just it's like a bag with one chip in it. It's a tiny little bag shaped like a chip. And that thing will blow your mind. I mean, it's the hottest thing I've ever had. And I mean, I can see why he grabbed something. He should have grabbed some milk. That would have been more effective. But, and this is the sad thing for him. Next year, he was supposed to be out. Like he's a year away.
Man.
And this guy was on video doing this. And part of his condition of parole is not only that he not drink, but that he not go to bars. And so he's got the double whammy.
Oh, he's in the bar.
He was in a bar. Yeah. Cause apparently all the trouble that he had a huge long rap sheet. All the trouble always came from getting drunk and in a bar, and then he would go do terrible things. And so, he's not going to get out until his sentence is up now.
Man, he had it. The one chip challenge got him. That's right.
Lisa, how long did it affect you? I've never done this thing.
You know, the key is, like, the contest is you're supposed to see how long you can wait to eat or drink something. And if you wait an hour, you're considered invincible. And I certainly was not invincible, but I didn't immediately chug something. And it's almost like it's so hot that I mean, it burns you all the way. You can feel it all the way literally down your entire GI system. I mean, it is unbelievable.
Oh, man.
Is this something B.B. Shea has attempted?
I could never do that.
You're not a hot.
I like hot stuff.
You do.
And of course, you know, there was alcohol involved.
Oh, well. All right. That's it. Move to dismiss. Move to strike. Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize. Would you drink milk as soon as you felt like, okay, can't take it anymore?
Well, no, there was no milk around. I mean, so actually I ended up having, you know, some sort of alcoholic beverage when it was time to drink something. You try to hold out. I mean, you're literally being timed.
Yeah.
And they had, when I did it, this was years ago when it was first popular, before everybody realized that, like, people were having heart attacks from it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
But still, luckily, I survived. Yeah. But no, but they had a little chart, like, for how long you survived, how tough are you?
I see, yeah.
This is a grown, responsible business-owning woman.
It's a woman. Yeah. This is my attorney. Right. She's got pole dancers on her website.
Yeah. Here she is doing the one chip challenge.
Attorneys can have fun, too.
That's right. I saw her behind.
Did you win, or who
yeah,
beat
did,
you?
How'd you do?
I think I might have lasted like 15 minutes. Okay. It wasn't long. It feels like forever. I mean, like 15 minutes feels like an eternity.
I'm sure.
I'll bet. Ryan Phillippe is being sued. He's part owner of a restaurant where a woman named Jody Sanders says she was there at a bar and they had a candle that was not attended well enough and her hair caught on fire, apparently, while she was at the bar. And she says that the wax-burning candle is a real issue, and they didn't live up to standards there. So Ryan Phillippe, along with all the other owners of the Hideaway restaurant, upscale Mexican steakhouse, being sued. Will she win this, Lisa? What do you think?
You know, certainly the court of public opinion has come down hard on her. If you do any kind of Googling about this incident, people are just ruthless about what a dummy she is for catching her hair on fire at this bar.
Really?
But, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's terrible. I mean, it's like, it's bad.
Yeah.
But I don't know, you know, it's interesting. Why she sued Ryan Phillippe, who, by the way, very unlikable actor, I think. I don't get it.
I've never been a fan either. I've never been a fan.
I know something about him. I don't know. He's loved his ex-wife, Reese Witherspoon. She's great.
Sure.
But Ryan Phillippe, there's just something about him. He invested a little bit of money. He's a minor investor. It's pretty inappropriate to sue him personally because he is not, he's not in any way in control of the day-to-day operations of the restaurant. But they do have, this is a place Chris Dim would love. This place, the food looks fabulous, Dim. I mean, and the drinks, I mean, it looks it makes me want to go there and eat. This,
I get
just
it.
Just reading about it.
What about me?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
I'm more of a Taco Bell man.
Yeah,
the sea bass tacos. Yeah.
Oh, delightful! No,
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, but this place does have. I looked at a bunch of photos of this restaurant and their bar. They do have these really tall candles everywhere. It's kind of a dark place with Mexican decor, and it has. They have these huge candles everywhere. So and it may be that, you know, one of them flamed up or something. I mean, if something like that happened, she certainly has a stronger case. And it happened in California where they have comparative fault. So even if she was partially at fault, she can still recover and just have her award reduced by the percentage of her fault.
Uh-huh.
I just got this image in my mind. Lisa Lanier and me road tripping.
Mm-hmm.
What's the place called? The Hideaway?
Yeah, the Hideaway.
And we're sitting at the bar. We get our sea bass tacos, and the bartender says, "You guys are in luck. Mr. Phillippe is here tonight."
Wow.
And Lisa, three margaritas in, is like, "I never liked you.
I never liked this guy.
You are an unlikable actor.
Your wife, you blew it."
What happened?
You blew it with Reese.
Boy, you did. She's good. You're not.
Look at her now. Look at you, tendon bar.
I didn't like your I Know What You Did Last Summer movie. I didn't like Cruel Intentions. I didn't like any of it. None of it.